Senate Bill 151, an act to limit certain charges and provide a right to rescind with regard to certain installment loan contracts.
Senate Bill 151 has had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Munson.
Madam President, members of the body, thank you very much. Senate Bill 151 is a bill that deals with deferred presentment services, deposits, and it's really the bill that's known as payday lending. And the industry, the payday lending has a best practice act that they use, and Senate Bill 151 has been taken from that act and tried to incorporate it into the amendment. I think that you should all have amendment, I think it's 151JG, that would tell you what it is. But the first 20 sections of the amendment is to repeal Section 54.4 of the codified laws that deal with licensing and who it is, and so it just takes those people out. And this only pertains to small loan companies that we have. And just briefly to tell you, let me go through the bill a little bit. If you look at the bill, or the amendment, I should say.
Senator, excuse me, would you prefer to move the amendment?
Thank you.
There is a motion. Is there a second discussion on that motion to amend?
May I speak the bill into the amendment?
That's granted.
Thank you. And anyway, if we turn to Section 21, and basically what that does, it tells what the lender has to disclose in the dealings that they have with the people. And Section 22, they can't disperse more than $500, and that's pretty generous because many places it's $300, and so it does that. And as you go through the bill, the bill says that the best practices have to be used, and you can only roll it over four times. There have been cases where people have rolled it over 13, 14 times, so this will allow four rollovers and of what they have. And then you have a part that talks in terms of what they can do in Section 25. It has what the agreement is, and then one part that's different than what 54 is on five parentheses, the statement of total amount of fees charged expresses the dollar amount and is an annual percentage rate to show what they would be charged. And you go through and they have to tell them how long it's for, and basically what they can do is what we're talking about. And it just lays out what it can do. So it's basically a bill that gives disclosure. You got a $500 limit, and you can roll it over four times. And so that people go to these people and get the lending, they have to explain and give them the disclosure. So it is a bill that we've worked on for many, many weeks now, and we're trying to get something, and it may be refined as it goes through the process some more. But I would just ask you to support the amendment and then go on and pass the bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Munson motion to amend. Senator Whiting.
Well, Madam President, members of the body, I would urge you to accept the amendment and ultimately the bill, too. I've been involved in the hearings on this subject, and it's very disheartening to hear the travesties that are going on out there in this particular aspect of lending, where those people who are really at the end of the line, who have no other possible source of borrowings, are really enticed into transactions that are probably against their interest from the very beginning. But once they're enticed, once they're virtually trapped in this situation through these rollovers, they incur greater and greater debt until there's just absolutely no hope. I frankly don't think this bill goes quite far enough. In fact, I'd like to see it amended when it gets over to the House to provide on this $500 cap that all the fees that are included in the debt are also included in this cap, because those fees are enormous. Normally about $17.50 or so on a $200 loan, $200 loan, for example. Something obviously needs to be done. I think the bill's not perfect. I think it needs to keep going through the process. There's some question whether even the definition of who it applies to needs some working. But this is all something that I think can be done as it goes over to the House. There's been a lot of work on it. It's certainly a different bill than was first proposed, a much more complex bill, a much more thorough bill than was first proposed. So I would encourage this body to adopt the amendment, which is really the guts of the new bill, and to pass this on and provide some real relief to these, and not just relief, but prevention from these atrocious acts that are being committed by this particular segment of the banking or lending industry.
Further remarks on the Munson Amendment. Senator Bolk.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, I'm not going to tell you today that we don't have a problem or an issue in this subject area. But what I will tell you is I will echo Senator Whiting's word. This is a much different bill than we were proposed to in committee. This bill, and this amendment, if it goes on the bill, has not had a hearing at all. Not one. And contrary to what Senator Munson has told you, and far be it for me to argue with my own chairman, but this has not been worked on for weeks. This is the fourth revision just this morning, just today. This is 6 pages of completely new material. I've recently found out, and I'm not going to name the institution, but one of the examples that we were told, and granted, I will agree with Senator Whiting, it was a travesty of justice, would not even be considered a payday lender. So maybe we have issues of under enforcement of existing regulations, but certainly we're going to be throwing 6 pages of complex new language without the benefit of hearing whatsoever on the Senate side, with the hopes, as Senator Whiting has told us, that they will fix it on the House side. Well, frankly, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not terribly convinced that they can do that, because we've seen several bills come over from the House that I think they forgot to fix before they sent it to us. This deserves the two parts of the four-step process that we traditionally require of every piece of legislation that we deal with. This has not had a committee hearing. This is not going to get an adequate discussion on the floor today, because we have not had an opportunity to read this. We have not had an opportunity to discuss this. There's terribly big issues about which definitions apply. We are throwing part, as Senator Munson tells us, part of the language from existing code into a new section. But we've seen, ladies and gentlemen, several times where existing language does not fit in other areas of the code. It needs to be changed. It needs to be reworked. There was talk prior to noon today that this was going to be a mandated study bill. Now we've got 6 pages of new language. I certainly would have been in favor of a mandated study, because I think this issue does deserve study, and we shouldn't let it go without study before next session. But don't just throw a solution at a problem when you don't know whether it's even a solution to begin with, let alone whether it's going to address the problem that we're dealing with. I'd urge you strongly to reject this proposed motion. Go on to reject the bill, because it also got a very poor reception from the committee when we heard it. It did not fix the issues involved. But reject both the motion, the amendment, and the underlying bill. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Munson motion to amend, Senator Hutmacher.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, I hate to disagree with Senator Bogue, and I understand, and I'm probably the poorest one that should be up here complaining about the process of not having hearings. But also, I remember last year we had a bill come across from the House side, and there was no less than 7 or 8 amendments on it in about 4 hours. That had no public input on it also. House Bill 1258 that dealt with education. And that was a very broad bill that dealt with a lot of things dealing with school districts and fund balances and other things. This bill is a consumer protection bill. This bill deals with what we call predatory lenders. And just that definition should make people in this body a little nervous. And yes, a mandatory study would probably be great, and maybe we should do that anyway, but I think we need to pass this bill and let people know that we care about what happens. A lot of these are very unscrupulous deals. They come into unsuspecting people, they end up giving their whole paycheck, signing their name to something they can't begin to pay off, I like to refer to it as the old loan shark. You know, if you don't pay me in 2 weeks, I'm going to bust your kneecaps. That's almost what this is like. And I think it's time we put a stop to it in South Dakota. I would hope we could pass this on and send it to the House. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Munson motion. Senator Whiting.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, normally I would agree on the point that Senator Bogue is making. I too have great respect for the process here. But I think in this case, at least in my own mind, we have practices that are so predatory, so harmful, are going on to such an extent in this state that we don't have time for a summer study. We've got to get in and put some kind of a quick fix on this. It won't be exactly right, and it'll probably have to be reworked in the years to come even. But we need to do something now. We are a bicameral legislature. We have another chamber. There can be public hearings. There will be public hearings. There will be consideration. There will be debate. There will be study. I think under these circumstances, we need to go forward.
Further remarks on the Munson motion. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Munson motion to amend Senate Bill 151. Those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay.
No.
Motion carries. Further remarks on Senate Bill 151 as amended. Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of Senate Bill 151. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa?
No.
Bogue?
No.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuig?
No.
Dennert?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry? Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake?
No.
Duxbury? Everest?
No.
Greenfield?
No.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Huttmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel?
Aye.
Koskin?
No.
Madden? McCracken?
No.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam? Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
No.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Vitter?
No.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Duxbury? Madam President, ayes 22, nays 12, excused 1.
The motion is received a majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. There is a title amendment.
Senator Munson moves that the title to Senate Bill 151 be amended as follows. On page 1, line 1 of the printed bill, delete everything after Act 2 and insert regulate deferred presentment service transactions. On page 1, delete line 2.
The motion is the Munson motion to amend the title. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries.